This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. It's been a pretty big last 24 hours for Bitcoin. Didn't know about this last night, found out about it today. The Bitcoin price has been, well, you never know what's going to happen. It's a sort of a new world, Bitcoin being this decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or government, send money to anyone anywhere in the world for next to zero cost. Bitcoin's an amazing technology. And there have been a lot of people who have been hoping and advocating for big companies like Amazon and PayPal to sign on with Bitcoin. And now it appears that PayPal has signed on with Bitcoin, partially. We'll get into the story here in a moment. Again, toll-free number 855-453. With you tonight in the studio, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Christopher Cantwell with us from ChristopherCantwell.com. And, of course, we'll take your calls as well. Now, this is big news. We had mentioned on the air recently that PayPal had a subsidiary called Braintree that was going to be integrating Bitcoin somehow in whatever the hell it is that Braintree does. I don't really know what it is. Some sort of business app. Really, I have no clue. But when that news came out, the headlines were written to make it sound like PayPal accepting Bitcoin. No, not true. Braintree, their subsidiary, is accepting Bitcoin. But that was sort of an indicator that
things could happen.
If a subsidiary of PayPal is now taking Bitcoin, perhaps there's something else that will be happening soon. And yesterday the news dropped that, or maybe it was earlier today. Yeah, it was yesterday. The news dropped that PayPal is indeed moving forward with Bitcoin integration somewhat. It's not full on. And I've actually got the official release here from PayPal's own website. Again, the headlines that I've seen are making it sound like PayPal's on board fully with Bitcoin. I would say they're on board enough with Bitcoin. Certainly, some would speculate that the jump in price, the overnight jump in price of Bitcoin, had something to do with this announcement by PayPal.
How much did it jump? I didn't check this morning.
I don't know. I think it went up like by $50 or something like that.
Nice.
That's just a shot in the dark. It was.
I mean, I do think if PayPal started accepting or allowing you to trade in Bitcoin or trade dollars into Bitcoin. I don't know exactly what we're about to hear here, but I think it would definitely do something to the demand for Bitcoin. Certainly.
Yeah, it's not that you are not going to at this time be able to denominate a PayPal wallet in Bitcoin or have some sort of alternative wallet within PayPal that would hold Bitcoin or anything like that. That's not it. But what they are doing is they are allowing PayPal merchants who do business for digital goods with digital goods. So a digital good would be something that, they're not going to ship you physically. If you order a PDF or if you order, some songs, an MP3 or, a game, something that can be digitally delivered to you, then PayPal is going to allow their clients, people who are merchants with PayPal services, to accept Bitcoin, as I understand. I'll give you their exact press release here in a moment.
I'm not sure that that's such a great thing as far as it sounds, because it sounds like they can accept Bitcoin without PayPal's help.
Well, yes, obviously a merchant can accept Bitcoin without PayPal's help. There's no doubt about that. In fact, there are companies like Coinbase and BitPay that are designed for merchants to sign up with and then integrate onto their website and receive Bitcoin. But this would be a way for PayPal to facilitate this for businesses that, let's say, are already with PayPal. They already have this, what they call the PayPal payments hub, I guess, set up. And so Bitcoin is now going to be one of a myriad of options for online payments within that payments hub.
Well, it still grants, I think, a lot of credibility to Bitcoin at the very least. That it's being accepted. You know, that PayPal is doing something with it, I think, does a lot for its credibility.
Yes,
even
I would
if the
agree.
Service turns out to be not so wonderful.
So we'll dig deeper into this here in a moment. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Jaden, listening in Utah to KZNU. Hey, Jaden.
It's Caden, but thank you.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No problem. Yesterday I was listening to you guys on the air, and you were talking about the government employees with the TSA and Air Force and such like that. And I have a friend who works in the airport security, so I was actually able to ask a few questions. And I was a little bit alarmed. They had somebody come in with a loaded gun once. And this airport, where I'm at in particular, takes 20 minutes for a police officer to show up. There's not a single one at the airport.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, just a few of the facts like that. They get weird stuff in there, and I mean,
that is interesting because just to recap for listeners who maybe didn't tune in last night, we just spent a lot of the show discussing a story from the Washington Post where they were revealing just how bad it truly is to work for the Department of Homeland Security. It's the worst. Like, the federal government, apparently some government bureaucracy, ranks the bureaucracies on job satisfaction, and the Department of Homeland Security is the worst of all of the large-scale federal bureaucracies. People hate working there. The morale is terrible.
Good.
But even the executives, it's so bad that these people don't stay on for more than a year or two, and they call it quits and they leave. And I think that it's interesting because it shows the truth about bureaucracy, right? Like, the Department of Homeland Security wants people to believe that it's there protecting you. But the reality is they can't even put together a presentation. They can't get a whiteboard without having to wait weeks for an approval. You can't change your business card except once every 6 months. So there was like an example of some like critical guy who people were supposed to call with terrorism, whatever, and information, you know, and he had the wrong number on his business card, but he couldn't get approval. He couldn't get the approval to get the number changed. So there's just all kinds of stories like this about how inefficient and stupid and slow the bureaucracy is. And I thought it was interesting to reveal that for people, because not everybody in our audience is a libertarian, right? Not everybody listening to Free Talk Live. We're on 100 and something radio stations, 160-some. And so not everybody really understands that these, just because they call themselves security or the Department of Homeland Security, doesn't mean they're actually keeping you safe. Just because the president, President Bush or Obama or whoever, tells you that their job is to keep you safe doesn't mean they're actually keeping you safe.
Yeah, what they're actually doing is whining and complaining about how miserable their lives are, and they're just like, well, I need the benefits. And they keep on showing up for work until they don't, and then they collect unemployment from the federal government.
And so here you've got Caden telling us that his friend works at the, has been working at the airport, and there's not actually somebody around. You know, in theory, if the man with a gun were to start shooting, there would be no one else around in the airport who could do anything about that.
Well, I mean, you sort of had this, I think, with like the Paul Ciancia thing, right? I mean, he came in and started shooting. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, he got quite the shooting spree done before anybody came. Now, I don't think it was 20 minutes. What airport is your friend working at, Caden?
It's in St. George specifically, so it's a little bit of a southern part of Utah.
Okay. Gotcha. Was there other stories that you wanted to share from him?
Yeah, I mean, one other thing with it is she said the management there is unbelievably just weird. They would rather hire two people and pay them full benefits at part-time than have one person work full-time.
They don't want to pay Obamacare.
And why would they?
The TSA is cutting hours to avoid Obamacare.
Good stuff, Caden. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate you sharing that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can do that with Free Talk Live. You don't have to be on our topic, whatever that happens to be at the moment. You can call in about a show we had yesterday, last week, last month, any comments you have for us. I want to hear
even in the future.
You know, if you've got that ability, that would be awesome.
I would love to know what we were talking about in the
tomorrow,
future.
Yeah.
So, it'll make the job a lot easier.
No, I suspect I know what we're talking about tomorrow. It'll have to do with government inefficiency and, bad cops.
We haven't done a whole lot of bad cops recently. There's all kinds of bad cop stories. It's sometimes It's tempting to do more bad cop stories, but it's so depressing. I do have a story about a retired Miami cop who's facing child porn and molestation charges. You want to talk about a bad cop? That's definitely a bad one. So we can share those with you. And other cop-related story here I've got in my prep for tonight. Police are now apparently performing warrantless beverage inspections on anyone visiting Florida beaches, according to...
Has to be Florida.
According to PoliceStateUSA.com. We'll continue here in moments. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Chris Cantwell in our studio tonight gets into it with Boston Strong.
Boston Strong.
That's right. Boston Strong is not just a silly catchphrase used after the Boston bombings, but it's also a human being. We'll tell you more about that.
Arguable.
We'll tell you more about that conflict here in a moment. Your calls are certainly welcome. I was actually going to share with you the details on PayPal moving into the world of Bitcoin, taking what I would call more than a baby step. I would call this a step. This is a solid step by PayPal into the world of Bitcoin, and I think that's very exciting. Now, if you're into Bitcoins and you got some skills, then check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are bounties available right now at BitcoinBountyHunter.com. In fact, one of them is worth, and I don't know why this is indicated in U.S. dollars, but it's worth $16,000. Aren't they paying out the bounties in Bitcoin?
In Bitcoin, but it's worth that.
Well, it only would have been worth that at the time of this writing. So I think we need to find out what the actual amount of Bitcoin is that particular bounty is.
Yeah, but most people aren't going to know what that is because they can't transmit it in their head.
I don't think it matters, Mark. If somebody's looking for a Bitcoin bounty, then they're gonna know what a Bitcoin's worth.
But, I mean, most people alter a Bitcoin price based around what Bitcoin is trading at, too. I think if Bitcoin doubled in exchange rate overnight, then I think that they'd probably cut the Bitcoin rate in half in order to get their $16,000 payment.
I don't think so. That's the thing. That's why I'm excited about the BitcoinBountyHunter.com, but I'm pretty sure the bounties are paid out in Bitcoin.
It's
a firm amount of Bitcoin that's not changing based on
that much
rate.
Is true.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. If you could find that out for me, Mark, maybe pull up BitcoinBountyHunter.com and we'll get the actual Bitcoin rate, and I'll make a note of that. But you can use your investigative skills. Maybe you're like an IT pro and you know how to find things out on the internet and collect a bounty. You are able to place your own bounty, as a matter of fact, or add to the ones that are already there. The authorities aren't going to be solving these cases. It'll be done by people like you, people that profit from their work and their skill. Maybe you're a private investigator. I'm not sure.
Maybe you're a stalker.
I'm not sure what the skills are that are required to make this work, but go check out Bitcoin
Bounty
Hunter.
You're going to be able to dox people, I guess.
Go and check out BitcoinBountyHunter.com. There are, a handful of them on there right now? This website literally just started up a few days ago.
There's about three of them on there. I actually sent him an email offering a fourth.
Oh, really?
You remember the mybitcoinwallet.com?
Yeah. They
you and I lost a lot of Bitcoin.
I lost like 50 Bitcoins in that deal.
Right. And it was about that, too. But at the time, Bitcoins were worth about $1.50.
Yeah.
And so, but I'd love to know where my Bitcoins are.
I think that one's probably way too cold.
Indeed.
Of a case.
Indeed. I'd be happy to give 90% of the Bitcoins to somebody else
just to get
the person who stole them. 95, 100, I don't care.
Did you pull up the website? I'm just curious, Mark.
Yes, I did.
Give me an example of one of the bounties. What is it that is wanted? What information is
Satoshi,
being sought?
The Satoshi and Roger Ver hacker, the guy that tried to hack Satoshi Nakamoto or Roger Ver's email accounts.
Hmm.
The reward there is 37.6 bitcoins, which comes to about 16 grand. There's another one.
And the idea is if you can identify and that leads to a conviction, essentially, of this person, you'll get paid.
Yep, and there's the Mt. Gox one. This is whoever's responsible for the missing 600,000 bitcoins from Mt. Gox. That one's only at about $1,000 now, but I imagine that bounty will go well up shortly.
Yeah. So go check it out, BitcoinBountyHunter.com. If you got the skills, you can cash in. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Bitcoin's an exciting world. There's always something happening, some exciting news. In fact, yesterday I had news about how Square is accepting Bitcoin. Now, maybe you don't know what Square is. Square is a major payments processor. They allow businesses to accept credit card payments in a lot of places, even large businesses like Whole Foods, apparently. I think are using Square.
Why would Whole Foods use Square? I thought it was like a mobile app or something. And by the way, I would discourage people from using Square.
Oh, really?
Because Square cut off arms dealers, legitimate gun dealers in the United States. Square refused to process their payments, and they used to process payments for firearms dealers, and they decided that they would no longer do that. And one of my advertisers, voluntaryarms.com, shameless plug, he was using Square, and they cut him off, and I'm furious.
That's unfortunate. I mean, I'm not I'm not vouching for Square or anything like that, but they're a fairly large payments provider.
It's good to have them working with Bitcoin.
And the fact that they're accepting Bitcoin is a pretty big deal. But it's even bigger that PayPal is now taking steps into the world of Bitcoin. Here's their actual release from the PayPal-community website, paypal-community.com, from Scott Ellison, the Senior Director of Corporate Strategy at PayPal. He writes this: Bitcoin has been big news this year, and for good reason. Although cryptocurrencies have been around for some time, only Bitcoin has achieved significant scale. This new entrant into the world of payments has people asking lots of questions, including how and if PayPal will decide to work with Bitcoin. While we're focused on giving people everywhere safer and more seamless buying experiences, we're also fierce advocates of giving businesses, and in turn their customers, flexibility and the freedom of choice. Earlier this month, we announced that businesses working with Braintree, which is, again, one of their subsidiaries, will soon be able to accept Bitcoin as a payment option through their innovative V0 SDK and relationship with Coinbase. Today, we are announcing PayPal's next step in helping merchants accept Bitcoin payments. PayPal has entered into agreements with leading Bitcoin payment processors, including BitPay, Coinbase, and GoCoin, which I thought was very interesting. They didn't choose just one.
Right. They decided to just go ahead. They're not picking a winner.
Right.
They're just assuming that, you know, they're just covering all bets.
Which is a smart move from PayPal.
Yeah, why would they? Why would they bother trying to pick a winner, instead just see who has a better system? Because really when it comes with these smaller Bitcoin companies, most of the problem isn't the Bitcoin protocol. It has little to do with the Bitcoin protocol. It's the people that have no business being in business have decided to get into the Bitcoin sphere. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to know, and Coinbase and BitPay are both look pretty good, but I want to know about, you know, who's going to win in this in this setup, because these are startups. You never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
A lot of people throwing money at it. I think they did the right thing.
I think they should really be working with Express Coin.
Well, Express Coin isn't a merchant services provider. Express Coin is one of our sponsors here at Free Talk Live. They will actually sell you Bitcoin for cash.
Oh, okay.
That's really all Express Coin does, and they do it very, very well. So, you know, if you want to buy some Bitcoin, that's what you want to do. So these other companies, the Coinbase, the BitPay, GoCoin, I'm not too familiar with them, but these are companies that are merchant services providers. That's what their primary purpose is. They want to do businesses with business.
Right.
To help these businesses like Overstock.com, Dell Computer, these companies, and even mom and pop stores like the local corner news here on Main Street, they use Coinbase.
Right.
So these companies team up with the merchant services providers to accept Bitcoin, to make accepting Bitcoin easier for the point of sale or an online website.
So somebody would like go and get $40 worth of Bitcoin from Express Coin with no fee whatsoever, and then they could buy something through PayPal with it.
Totally. Well, PayPal, almost through. We'll give you the detail on exactly what's happening with PayPal.
Okay.
But yeah, if you want to get some Bitcoin or Dogecoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, or Darkcoin, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, go to ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL. If you're buying less than $40 worth, you'll get that for no fee. ExpressCoin.com, they make it easy to get Bitcoin. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Billsgang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com, philsgang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. And you can call in about anything, sharing some what I consider to be pretty big Bitcoin news, and it may be the case that the Bitcoin world is in agreement with that, in that the price of Bitcoin has gone up over the last 24 hours. Now, I'm not normally somebody who can attribute, and I won't generally attribute one thing to being the reason for a rise in price of Bitcoin. But when PayPal announces that they're accepting, they're helping businesses accept Bitcoin, that they are taking, as they describe it, the next step in helping merchants accept Bitcoin payments. We'll tell you more about what that means here in a moment. That very well could have been a major factor in why the price of Bitcoin
sounds like a pretty big deal to me
has gone up, because PayPal is it's a big deal, no doubt about it. Now, they haven't jumped all the way into the deep end with Bitcoin. We'll tell you what they're doing versus what they're not yet doing here in a moment. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, by the way, with you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
PayPal's website, this is actually paypal-community.com. This is a press release or some sort of an explanation from their senior director of corporate strategy. He's saying that they have announced partnerships with 3 of what they describe as the leading Bitcoin payment processors, BitPay, Coinbase, and GoCoin. And starting yesterday, these agreements let PayPal digital goods merchants accept Bitcoin with a simple integration through the PayPal Payments Hub. This will be available to merchants in North America first. So I guess if you are a merchant who sells digital goods, then you probably already know what this PayPal Payments Hub is. I have to say, I tried to figure it out last night when I found out about this, this morning when I found out about this. No, last night. Anyway, and I looked around and I clicked on the link to this PayPal Payments Hub, and I was trying to figure out, like, you know, because we do digital payments. We've got the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's a digital product, if you will. It's not an actual product, but it's something digital. You're buying a membership, essentially, with our little club, the Free Talk Live AMP program. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can pay with PayPal there. So I thought, well, maybe, you know, I can find out how to do this. I would love to make it so somebody could pay for their AMP with Bitcoin. That's the one. That's one thing we've been asked for with the AMP program is, hey, you guys taking Bitcoin for that? I'm like, well, there's not really any way to do recurring payments with Bitcoin that's easy, at least. There's Coinbase allows for recurring payments, but again, you have to sort of preload your account with Bitcoin. There has to obviously be Bitcoin in the account for it to do that. It's not an easy thing to set up necessarily as it would be with PayPal. But man, I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure out where the hell this Bitcoin payments hub, or not Bitcoin, but the PayPal payments hub is. I went and logged into my PayPal account and I searched the help for hub. And nothing came up.
Yeah, I mean, I've been working with PayPal for years. I even have like the PayPal here, like card reader for the smartphone and stuff like that. I've never heard of the PayPal Payments Hub. I don't know if that's a different product, then they're not advertising it very well.
Well, when you click on this, and I'll post this link here in a little bit to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to link to any of those. So I'll put the link up to this statement from this PayPal guy. And there's a link in his statement to a page that tells you about this PayPal Payments Hub. On the PayPal website, it says, add PayPal, Bitcoin payments, and more with just one integration. And then as you roll down this page, there's nothing that tells you how to do it. So I'm not really sure. You know, that's one of the problems with PayPal is, yeah, they're big, and they're great at doing what they do. I mean, yeah, people have problems with PayPal, and they're upset at them for various different things. They're bureaucratic and annoying. Well, but the reason that they are can't find anything.
The reason they are bureaucratic and annoying is because they are extraordinarily relevant, right? Yeah. Like, I try to do as little business as possible with PayPal, but that doesn't mean that I do no business with PayPal because I have to do business with PayPal.
Yeah, they're ubiquitous almost.
And so that's what it comes down to.
I don't know about that. I've dealt with PayPal's customer service before, and they've actually been pretty helpful.
I've never had a problem with them, but I always hear these horror stories. I mean, I've known people personally who've just had horrible experiences with PayPal.
Well, you can't speak to them.
That's not true.
Well, he's saying he talked to them.
Yeah, I call them up. They give you, if you go on the PayPal website and you go to, you know, ask for help or whatever, they give you like a code. You call the number, you put the code in. Mm-hmm. And I mean, somebody's on the line with you within like 5 minutes. I've had to do like chargebacks and stuff like that on my, I have the PayPal debit card. I'm totally immersed in them.
Yeah.
And
no,
they respond right away to me.
I'm glad you like them.
I've got multiple PayPal accounts. I mean, I've been with PayPal since the beginning, since, you know, before they were owned by eBay or whoever it was that bought them. Anyway, going on with the story here, so they say that it's now available in North America, even though I couldn't figure out how the hell to make it work. We've chosen to work with BitPay, Coinbase, and GoCoin because of our commitment to offering innovative and safer ways for businesses to accept payments. All three companies have taken steps to ensure they know their customers and that those customers are offered certain protections. We believe digital goods merchants will be excited to work with these industry-leading companies to sell ringtones, games, and music and get paid with Bitcoin. To be clear, and this is the most important paragraph, to be clear, today's news does not mean that PayPal has added Bitcoin as a currency in our digital wallet or that Bitcoin payments will be processed on our secure payments platform. PayPal has always embraced innovation, but always in ways that make payments safer and more reliable for our customers. Our approach to Bitcoin is no different. That's why we're proceeding gradually. Again, the suggestion being that there will be another step. Right. He described this as the next step.
Yeah.
The first step was the Braintree thing, which is one of their subsidiaries. This is the next step, is allowing their digital goods merchants to accept money in Bitcoin. And again, the suggestion here being that there may be more steps coming.
Well, and once they see all those payment fees going to somebody else, they're going to be like, I think I want that money. And then they'll start accepting Bitcoin.
I sure hope so. But that's the thing, you know, they can't really get a payment fee out of the Bitcoin system. I don't know how
they
would make that work.
I mean, You could when it's the thing that was giving them like a QR code for a payment or something, you just, you know, add X percent to it. If PayPal is hosting your wallet, they could have your private key and you're trusting it to them like you trust other people with your credit card. I mean, it seems like it would be easy enough for them to do, except that you wouldn't have the direct private key to the wallet or something like that is what it sounds like.
I guess you're right. If they're providing the ease of integration for a business, then there'd probably be a fee built into that. There'd be some sort of... They'd have to make it worthwhile for them, I guess. But because obviously if you do your own integration of Bitcoin, then there's no more fees for you, basically, or next to zero fees. In fact, for the merchant, there's no fees because the customer is the one who pays the fee to send via Bitcoin.
Yeah, unless the merchant, you know, maybe the merchant accepts to pay a fee and, you know, gives PayPal a percentage of what they take in and it's not marking it up. I don't know.
He says that we're proceeding gradually, supporting Bitcoin in some ways today and holding off on other ways until we see how things develop. And he goes on to say, giving our digital goods merchants an easy one-stop way to test the waters with this new form of payment isn't the only way we work with Bitcoin. For some time now, we've helped merchants selling Bitcoin mining equipment to accept PayPal payments, and this will continue. But to safeguard customers, we've decided not to work with merchants who pre-sell these products, like Butterfly Labs, who apparently is now being sued by the FTC. That's another related story here. But, you know, this story's been
a long time coming.
Oh, yeah. I saw that one coming a long time ago. Now, this is great news. I'm not going to finish the press release. You've gotten the most relevant information from this. So it's not full-on integration for PayPal yet with Bitcoin, but it's good enough. It's big enough. This is... I would rank this as pretty big news in the Bitcoin
world. I'm
kind
of surprised the Bitcoin price didn't jump more. You know, Bitcoin within the last few weeks has been as high as like 550 or 580.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly. 580, I think, is what it was. It's down at this point to about 440, 435. And, you know, like it did jump in about... $45 per Bitcoin, but I'm just surprised it didn't run back up to its recent high.
Well, that's just it. You can't predict what
you cannot predict.
The price of this stuff is going to do. But anyway, I thought that was worth sharing because I saw it as a pretty big announcement.
I think it's a big announcement, too. And like I said, I mean, PayPal is a big part of my life. Bitcoin is becoming a bigger and bigger part of my life. And, you know, to see the two integrated, I don't know how much I'd want to put my Bitcoins into PayPal's hands personally because, like, I'm, you know, savvy enough to manage my own Bitcoin wallet. But
sure.
I think that for people who are not quite as familiar with it, like PayPal having it as an option, however, you know, obscure it is right now, people having it as an option to accept it as payment, I think will totally ramp up the acceptance.
If they can make it easier for your customers to pay you, then that's good.
That's all it takes.
You don't have to let it sit there.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in your community through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You enjoy this program? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Then you can shop with us. Please go to shop.freetalklive.com and enter. There's different merchants there, but Amazon's the primary one. You enter Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or Amazon US. And then after that, whatever you buy, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. Very simple. Same great Amazon experience you're used to. And, of course, you can purchase things through Amazon easily. They unfortunately aren't taking Bitcoin yet, but that'll be next.
You can use a gift or e-gift or buy an Amazon gift card.
I don't think if you do that, then we will get a percentage.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't think it works that way.
I've been doing that for some time.
Yep, I don't think we get any money off that.
Okay.
If you're using gift cards through Gift, we will not get a portion of that.
Okay.
So if you are going to not be using Gift and you are going to be paying with your credit card, Free Talk Live will get a portion when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. If you think about it, the reason for that, Mark, is when you buy a gift card, if you were to buy a gift card for someone on Amazon with a credit card, then we would make a percentage on that purchase, the purchase of the gift card.
Makes
so
sense.
Therefore, since you're buying
the gift card seller is probably getting that commission.
Right. So anyway, if you're just going to do your regular shopping on Amazon, go to shop.freetalklive.com and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance for taking the time to do that.
And if PayPal is going to start accepting Bitcoin, then Amazon can't be far behind.
That's how I feel about it. I mean, this really is business to some extent is a monkey see, monkey do sort of thing.
Sure. It's not monkey see, monkey do. You can't let your competition get out ahead of you in some particular area because you don't know. I mean, whether Bitcoin works out or not, PayPal is going to look really bad being if some other company, payment service provider, gets too far ahead of them.
I just decided to pull up the market cap on Bitcoin. The market cap on Bitcoin is currently $5.63 billion.
Now, what is that, the total value of the total number of Bitcoins in circulation?
Exactly. And the volume traded in 24 hours was $30.95 million. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at a situation where $30 million a day are being mm-hmm. traded in this thing, and you're just like, I don't think I want any part of that market, you're a moron.
Yeah. Just get a clue, right? Because big businesses like Dell Computers, I mean, I would say that the Dell Computer announcement, it didn't seem to have a noticeable impact on the price of Bitcoin. Some would suggest that the PayPal announcement here has had a price effect on Bitcoin. But again, you never really know. You don't know why a price of something goes up or down, something like as international as Bitcoin. But this is huge news. I'm really happy to announce it here. Now, there's other Bitcoin-related news. I mentioned this Butterfly Labs. Now, what is Butterfly Labs?
Well, they produce Bitcoin mining equipment. Or
no, I don't think they ever did they?
Well, their intent was to create Bitcoin mining equipment, and I think they did. They did get
they?
It. They did produce it, and they delivered it so late that it was essentially useless.
Useless. Yeah, that was what I – first of all, the mining thing, for people that don't know, Bitcoin mining is going to be hard to explain what this is. But essentially, it's the computer work that goes on behind the scenes of Bitcoin, sort of cryptographic hashing, I think is the terminology.
The Bitcoins are locked behind, like, very complex mathematical equations, right? Mm-hmm. And it takes a lot of computer power to solve those equations and basically to sort of crack the code, if you will, to gain – the Bitcoins that are locked behind the blockchain. And I think there's something like, last I checked, it was like there were 11 or 12 million Bitcoins in circulation, and there'll be a total of like 21 million.
And they all have to be mined into existence, so to speak. And
exactly.
Over time, the mining difficulty will become more difficult. And
yeah.
As more people get into the mining, that it becomes more difficult. Although I think I heard Derek Jay say earlier on his show, Bitcoin Talk Show, that apparently if fewer people were to be mining, that it would actually get easier to mine.
That's true.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but in theory, it's going to get more difficult to mine and has been getting more difficult to mine. And so over time, the equipment, the hardware that you need to actually do this mining process. And by the way, just to be clear, if you want to get into Bitcoin, you don't have to know a damn thing about mining. You
No.
just go to expresscoin.com and go buy Bitcoin, get your Bitcoin wallet at blockchain.com.
In the same way, you don't need to print dollar bills to spend dollar bills.
Nor do you need a pickaxe to go and buy gold. Right.
Right.
You don't
None of those things.
Yeah. So Bitcoin mining is sort of the thing that the ultra geeks are doing, and the people that are
it's a business
in that.
Now, right. And we'll see how it goes for you. You know, good luck.
I have to say that the times we've talked to people who have done mining, in fact, our very own Johnny Ray, our Tuesday night co-host, got into a mining rig deal. He went into a partnership with somebody else, and even though they had free electricity, they couldn't make it work. They couldn't make Bitcoin mining into a profitable venture. And so whenever I would hear people talk about their mining experiences, it was always about how it just wasn't what they had expected and it didn't really work out for them. So when I heard about this Butterfly Labs company offering some futuristic Bitcoin miner, just pay us hundreds of dollars in advance, and then when this hardware is ready that's going to be so awesome, we'll send it to you. Well, turns out it wasn't so great. Mark, you're saying they did ship?
They shipped something.
But ultimately, they shipped it after it was, not really useful for mining anymore. So they fulfilled their promise, but it
wasn't.
Well,
not everything. They didn't ship everything. There's plenty
really?
Of people who didn't get shipped to entirely, as I understand, too.
Well, apparently the Federal Trade Commission is now going after this company. But, when they were selling hardware that you knew, I mean, if you were paying, I'm not an expert on this Bitcoin mining thing, but I know that over time the hardware will become junk because you have to keep upgrading. It's like, buying the latest graphics card for your computer, for instance. You've got to play the latest and greatest game. Well, you got to have the latest and greatest graphics card or it's not going to look that good.
Well, that's essentially what the Bitcoin miners are. They're GPUs, graphics processing units, because they apparently process a lot faster than your average CPU, your central processing unit, and so you'll have, guys with 10, 15, 20 video cards basically in the machine, and that's why the Bitcoin mining rigs are not terribly useful in your normal everyday applications.
Well, that's what it was originally, was video cards in a machine, but the mining hardware itself is just dedicated hardware for mining the Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, but but yeah. it's basically the graphics hardware, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of like going and buying a bunch of, you know, AGP graphics cards, right? They're basically taking those processing units and stacking them up, you know, in the however many of them in the unit.
Yeah.
And it's basically an ultra fast computer that does one thing. And then once it's
ASIC it does one thing too. It's like I can't remember what it means, but ASIC essentially means one. It does that. This
gotcha.
Print CPU does one thing,
which makes sense. I mean, you know, I get that. You don't want to have
application specific protocol, something or other.
Sounds right. Integrated circuit.
There you go. So you know that makes sense. You want to have if you're going to have a Bitcoin miner, it should be a dedicated piece of hardware, and that's all it does. It's not running some operating system. You're not trying to do word processing on it. It's just mining. But the problem is,
watch your porn elsewhere.
The question really is, if the difficulty continues to go up on this Bitcoin, you know, mining, then how long is one of these miners, which is a piece of hardware? It's not going. You can't upgrade this piece of hardware. You're just going to have to throw it out at some point after it becomes
paperweight,
next to useless. So you're going to be spending. And I don't remember what people spent on these Butterfly Labs things, but I think it was in the hundreds, if not thousands of, you know, lower thousands of dollars.
I think they had both choices.
Yeah, so it wasn't a cheap thing for somebody to jump into this, and they were promising they're going to deliver this stuff, and I just thought, man, if you give some company that has no reputation whatsoever beyond the fact that they have buzz, because that's really all they had was, ooh, we're going to come out with this fancy piece of mining hardware at some point. Give us all your money, and we'll ship it eventually. That just, to me, was like red flag. Look out for these people. And turns out, yeah, they might have been scamming people.
Yeah, it sounds to me like the way that you're explaining it anyway, like, you know, if I got that pitch, I'd be like, look, whoever did business with these folks obviously failed to do their due diligence, right? Like, if somebody's just like, hey, at some point in the future, I'm going to deliver you a really powerful computer, and all you got to do is give me $5,000 right now. I'd be like, well, you go find someone stupid enough to do that, because right. I ain't him, pal.
People wanted badly, they wanted very badly to be in on this
on the
mining
floor
thing, you know,
yeah.
And it
sounds like they may have taken advantage of that. It certainly sounded suspect to me, but we'll get into the story here from ArsTechnica.com, where the Federal Trade Commission has filed a civil suit against Butterfly Labs, an embattled Kansas-based Bitcoin miner manufacturer. The FTC alleges the company engaged in fraudulent and deceptive practices. Federal authorities believe that the three named members of the company's board of directors spent millions of dollars of corporate revenue on all kinds of things, including saunas and guns, while ignoring many customer orders.
And now they need those guns.
The customer orders apparently went unfulfilled or were significantly delayed. The case was filed in federal court last week in Missouri and unsealed late Monday, and it comes over a year after Ars first reported on the company and began testing its initial round of specialized computers designed to do nothing but mine for Bitcoin. We'll tell you more about the allegations here against this company.
We got a deadline on computers. Let's buy some guns and get in the sauna.
All right. We'll come back with more here in moments. That's just it, man. These guys had no reputation whatsoever outside of buzz. And even if they had reputation, I wouldn't pay for computer hardware in advance. That stuff, you want to get state of the art, you got to pay for it at that instant. More coming up in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body.
A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.